You're
no,
a big tough.
Never feel like an
if you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, song of the day, American Soldier by Toby Keith from 2003. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day on this Veterans Day.
10.
Yeah, just a 10. Two hands.
Just a 10. That was great. Five and five. Yeah. 10.
Yeah. And really well done by Toby.
Toby's the man. Yeah. R.I.P. to Toby.
And then Jake pulling out a great song for the situation.
I had to redeem myself for
yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Fighters. Yeah,
you were in arrears.
That was a weird way to start out of Monday. It really
I should
was.
Have done like, the Edmund Fitzgerald, yeah,
Edmund
and I messed
Fitzgerald.
Up.
Had everything teed up for you, would have been another 10.
Row. That plus
and he went with Doc Foo Fighters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, went with sad. Yeah, it was bad.
That's a Foo Fighters song that you don't even know it. It's so stock that you barely even know it's playing.
Yeah.
Well, I redeemed myself.
And we
today.
Followed up with this. Yes, that's
good job. Redemption.
Yes.
Sweet redemption.
Rudy, a 10 or not?
Rudy's 9-4.
10.
10. Thank
no
you.
No critique.
He says America on that one.
America.
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 This is a designated hitter over there now.
Yeah, he is. He's...
He can go deep.
Yes.
Ratings
yeah,
here.
He, Rudy, you got some power. Ah,
yeah,
love
he,
it.
Yeah, you know he does. Hit you know, I thought of something hey, with ahead, that. Dude. Well, they've showed all these photos on social media for Veterans Day. And all I can, and so they're amazing. I'm thinking about just like, this is unreal, these photos they have. And then I'm thinking also like that, just the fact of that the armed forces had photographers that are out in the middle of this.
Jeez.
I mean, they had someone that was basically, you know, putting a historical value to having someone writing and taking photos.
Yep.
I mean, this photo I looked at was, it was the photo of when they were on the boat just right before they went on, when they landed on the beach. And,
oh God.
And the conversation was that only 10% of each boat survived of the first ones that landed.
There.
And there's a photographer there that's taking a picture.
Pretty amazing.
And I'm thinking of this. Imagine going out like that. What do you? Oh, I'm going into war.
Yep.
I don't have any weapons. I don't have a weapon, but I'm going to be taking photos of all this. I mean, it's like, wow. Yep.
No, that's interesting, Bill.
Pretty much tens across the boards on the on the song.
That's good, that Jake.
Was, Jake,
American,
you nailed it.
Toby Keith.
Yes.
I'll go back to Motown tomorrow.
I might. You never know.
Try
Junior Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll consider a Motown song for tomorrow.
How about that name?
Junior Walker.
Yeah. Keep that one.
I don't have any songs to him in my head.
Shotgun. How about?
I'll look it up. I'll listen
it
to it, and I'll.
Bill will love it.
Yeah.
How about some Chubby Checker?
I'll look into that one as well.
Fats Domino.
I'll have Farley sing his version of it. And
I'd like to have
like
Farley
it.
Come in to sing that again. He did a great job this morning about 5:50. Came in and just burst
strangely
it out.
Strangely good.
Strangely good, yes. Sounded like a very adult
you
Chubby Checker. Yes.
He was here. I wish he'd come back. He's playing Call of Duty.
He's playing Call of Duty. Came in to get coffee to go home and play Call of Duty. He'll be back
said,
for his show.
He's coming to get Jake's coffee with the description to it, and I'm going to go back to sleep or, play video
was
games.
What was the description?
Wasn't kind.
Wasn't kind.
Okay.
Wasn't a nice description of mine.
Jake always has coffee
but
for
Bill,
me, and I'm very
liked it.
I'm very happy with it. Yes.
God, you're going today.
He's drinking it. Yeah. Song of the day was, again, American Soldier by Toby Keith from 2003.
Thank you, Jake.
It is time.
Oh, the thrills.
For Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The Woo! King of remodel for kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I text Randy about 9:44 Sunday night with a lead for him on just, hey, someone has contacted me, would like to talk to you about a remodel.
A lead?
He texts me back within 12 seconds. Yes, and then he goes, okay, now, Bill, I need to know, was the expectation for me to reach out, or is he reaching out to me, or how do we get this?
That's Randy.
How is this lined up?
Pros.
He wasn't, pressing, well, I'm going to get on this, and I need this. It was like, Just tell me what the protocol is. God. Would you like me to reach out? Is he reaching out to me? Let's make this comfortable for everybody.
God dang it.
Yeah.
That's professionalism.
Professionalism at the highest.
You and, by you too, by the way.
I don't know about by me. I was like, the only reason I texted him late that night is I forgot. Forgot about it. It's all
just ripping off text at 9:44.
We do that a lot. Well, I send things to you guys at odd times.
We do, yeah.
Odd times.
1:25 in the morning.
1:25
in the morning. Odd times.
I'm up a lot. I don't sleep a lot. Apparently all of a sudden,
not.
Things come across my... I don't want to forget about them. I just bring them up randomly.
Todd, one thing... Yeah. Our lives aren't completely parallel. One thing you do that I don't... You're social media maven. You're all over it.
Well, there's funny stuff. I look know. For There's really funny stuff that I like to... Like to have
he
out there.
Finds the funny
like I
stuff.
Like I sent out yesterday, the box score from Oregon State, Sam Houston, where Sam Houston won and they were out yarded by like 300 yards.
Couldn't believe
it.
It
was unbelievable. You see the first downs was like 8-29 or 20 something, whatever. But it was how Sam Houston won that game is bizarre. So things like that interest me.
They did, though.
They did. They interest me
very
much.
Okay, the thrills.
Much. We're doing the thrills now. I'm going to have to go to a to glasses. This is Bugaboo Tuesday, things that bother me, if it's okay with you.
Right, that's what I prefer.
I thought I'd go back in time, if that's also okay. I'm asking for approval.
I wish we would do that more. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bugaboo Tuesday. I now always will have a bad mood when it comes to hotel food.
Oh.
I'll always have a bad mood when it comes to hotel food. In-room dining has lost its shining. The missing menu. There's no longer menus for in there's no longer menus in your hotel room for in-service dining.
Uh-oh.
And the menu was everything, Jake.
Uh-oh.
When you were at a hotel,
uh-oh.
And it would be in...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fine Corinthian leather. Yep. It would be an unbelievable, and you always looked at it. Even if you had no plan, Corinthian leather.
Yes.
Even if you had no plan of getting room service, you looked. Oh, wow. Key lime pie. That's interesting. And you'd always look at what they had. You look every.
Reuben.
Reuben. That sounds tasty.
Trust this.
Huh. You went through it every single time. Or how about this one? When you stayed in a place that wasn't quite as nice for the menu, which I did early in recruiting, sometimes we're in some motels and I'm at Northern Arizona and Kearney State and places like that. They had flyers in your room. They had flyers.
Yes.
Good.
Reuben's Tacos will deliver. It was in nachos delivered. It was great. Now there's nothing. It's a joke book.
What happened?
It's QR code.
QR code.
QR code.
Oh, boy.
You want to get the menu? Download the QR code.
Sip, just do your QR code.
Yeah, just, and now you can look at the
How
menu.
How about not?
How about that? Or just, no, just all you got to do is, all you got to do is just have your food delivered to you like that. Yeah, Uber Eats. Do that. No. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when that menu was sitting there, when you checked into a hotel, and there it was.
100.
In room dining,
100.
And you open that bad boy
up. This is your one of your better ones.
God, it was better times, Jake.
Better damn times.
And now I was at a hotel. It was nice. It's everyone. So I'm not name names. I'm at a beautiful hotel.
Don't name names.
Just the other night, and I'm looking at that. I'm looking around for
QR
see what they got and what they have like that. Nothing.
Nothing.
But there's a little note saying that says, download this QR code to get the menu.
Huh. You should say, I'll pass.
I'll pass. Joke book.
I'll pass.
I tell you what, I wish I would have known that this was happening, because I would have swiped some menus. I would love to have a Marriott menu from 5 years ago just sitting in my house.
Somebody's got to have one for you.
I'd love to get, if there's Breakers, one out there.
Somebody's got to have one.
Remember how regal that was? It was Corinthian leather. Yeah. You'd open them up and there would be, it'd be starters, appetizers.
And they're not there anymore.
They're gone. There's no more deal. It's all gone.
It's not right.
There's no more flyers. There's no more anything. There's nothing. It was incredible. I remember having flyers. I told you, I was staying in a hotel. I'm at the University of Utah. I'm staying in a motel in Kansas. And there's a giant sign there that says, do not clean your game inside the motel room.
That would dissuade me from staying there.
Do not clean ducks or pheasants inside of the room. Go outside. There's an area outside to clean your game. Oh.
Okay, there's, you guys, this one of the things that fascinated me on the road one time was it was in every room, they just wrote down the channels, like 80 of them, on a yellow piece of paper. Somebody wrote down all the channels for all the rooms. Somebody sat down and wrote handwritten.
That would be,
somebody wrote down. But
if
anyway.
Somebody had a handwritten in room dining, that'd be incredible. Also,
that'd be handwritten down.
It'd be
on a yellow piece of paper.
A yellow piece of paper. I used to love looking through it. I couldn't wait. Here's the appetizers. Here's this. And there wasn't a large menu, and it was beautiful.
Somewhere's got to have it still.
It's gone. Anything from the Breakers, Jay?
We got the response here, Bill. 464-5685. Someone says, oh, look, they got New York cheesecake. I thought you might respond to that there.
I'd love that. Have some cheesecake. Huh. Don't have it. Looking on your... Where will you be next in a hotel, Steve?
Penn State, right?
Penn State.
We're staying in a... What do you call those houses that you...
Airbnb.
Okay, that's not good. I want you to check when you go to the next one.
We're staying
so
at
Breakers
Airbnb.
When you're out. Check it out.
Right by Sue Paterno's house. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
The OG CJ says, Bill, right on here, I needed room service last week after being at the beach bar all day. Hey. I couldn't figure out how to open my phone to scan the QR code. Let's face it, I probably could read the menu if it was printed out. But
how are you with QR codes?
I'm not good.
Me neither. I'm not good at all.
Is there a trick to it? Laura can do it. You scan it, right, on your phone. It has to be in that little box,
it's not
right?
Difficult. Yeah.
You scan it, but I'm not
yellow,
doing it.
The yellow box shows up.
I'm just going to tell you.
And you click that.
Yeah, I've not done it at all. I don't do it at all. Laura knows how to do it. She can do it. My girls are incredible at that. That's how they grew up. I grew up with fine Corinthian leather.
Right.
That's what I did. I read the menu, and then I'd call, and then there'd also be on your phone, it just said room service. You just press that deal like that. Hello?
I'll tell you what, Bill. Vegas, QR code city now.
Oh, yeah. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just use your QR code.
Yeah.
Now sometimes there's waitresses that recognize your.
I bet you didn't have one. You were just in L.A. Was there a menu? I guarantee there was.
There was. No, there was at Arroyo. Yeah, the steakhouse we went. There was a nice Corinthian leather menu.
No. In house, in room dining.
Oh, nothing.
No, no.
Nothing. No. Nothing. Nothing. Not even a thought.
Bada Bing says, if I'm at a hotel, I'm going out of the hotel to eat at a local spot.
I think it's cool to get room service sometimes.
I was room service ahead. So when it would happen for me would be during recruiting, when you did not have time to go down and eat. So it was like, hey, listen,
100%.
I would order the food so I could keep working, keep making phone calls, doing stuff like that. There was no time. Then the food would show up like that. And then I tell you what, when room service shows up, it's exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
The mini ketchup bottles, they show up, the little Heinz ketchup bottles that show up.
Yeah, you feel like you're living.
You do. You feel like you're living. You really do. Anything else, Jake?
That's the gist of it.
We used to do that room service on bowl trips too a lot. Yeah. And I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was great.
It was kind of weird eating in a bedroom, I always thought. A little weird. It weirded me out a little bit, but not too bad. You know, your bed's right there and food. Ah.
It's kind of
odd. You don't
eat
in your bedroom very
much. But a lot of times it'll be kind of nice also. And all of a sudden, about 2 hours later, a couple of fries left. Yeah. I'll eat them.
I'm sold on the bed.
Eric says, Zip didn't know what an Airbnb was called. He just forgot, okay?
He just forgot. He knows
mind.
What it is, yeah.
Of course I know what an Airbnb is. Well, for some reason, we're staying in one in Penn State.
Right by Joe Pa's house.
Sue Paterno's house.
Yes.
Right next door.
Will you go say hi?
No. She's not going to freak her out.
Hey. Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I got to go to my glasses. Bugaboo Tuesday, things that bother me.
You have to get it.
I'll always have a bad mood. when it comes to hotel food.
Yep.
In-room dining has lost its shining. The missing menu.
What happened?
What happened?
Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two. We get a lot of texts about Heisman stuff.
Oh, boy.
Need more of that in hour two, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.